A lawsuit has been filed over the loss of $90 million from two state investment funds. In a press conference this afternoon, the plaintiff maintained he was pressured to make worthless investments because of contributions to Governor Bill Richardson's presidential campaign. KUNM's Jim Williams reports.
Frank Foy was, until last year, the chief investment officer at the state's Educational Retirement Board, or ERB, which manages retirement funds for public school and state university employees. He says beginning in 2003, he was asked to make a $40 million investment in Vanderbilt Capital Funds. He resisted, he says, because he didn't have the staff to manage it at the time and felt the investment was a bad idea.
I found it rather strange that for the first time in my career at ERB, I was being instructed by the chairman to talk to a bond salesman.
But the investments were made, and then, Foy says, the money evaporated because the funds were backed up in part by subprime mortgages. He says he then found that Vanderbilt Capital and its agents had given $12,000 to Richardson's campaign for president in 2007. He says he began talking about that and was then demoted and ultimately forced to retire. Foy says the State Investment Council invested $50 million in Vanderbilt funds and lost almost all of that money as well. Foy's suit names Bruce Malott, chairman of the ERB, as the person who pressured him to make the investment. Malott says the lawsuit is baseless.
I simply lost faith in Mr. Foy's appropriateness for the position, and it is most unfortunate that he now seeks to exploit recent headlines for his personal financial gain.
Those recent headlines include a grand jury investigation into Richardson's administration for contracts given to a California company that had contributed to his political activities. Gilbert Gallegos, a spokesman for the governor, said the lawsuit, quote, filed by a disgruntled former employee who was accused of serious misconduct during his time as a state employee, makes absurd claims against state agencies, unquote, adding the governor is confident the state agencies named in the suit acted properly. The misconduct Gallegos refers to is a sexual harassment charge against Foy that Foy says was baseless and is now being used as a distraction. Defendants in the lawsuit are Vanderbilt Capital and other securities managers. Foy is seeking $365 million, triple damages, on behalf of the state of New Mexico. The case was filed in state district court, where it may go to trial. For KUNM, I'm Jim Williams.